Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
You can follow us as well on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram, and Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the Gram. We got Mike Cameron, former Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then, what's my beef with Rob Parker? I'm a be honest, y'all. Hypocritically talks about saving money.
I am, Chris. I'm trying
to
help you.
He likes to save on stuff $50 and below. But then he splurges on four, five, six figures minutia. All right, so, but that'll be fun. That's at the end of the hour. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And while the Field of Dreams game was going on, the New England Patriots and the Washington football team were playing in the preseason. And all eyes were on Cam Newton and Mac Jones. We know Mac Jones, the first round pick of the Patriots. A lot of people see him. And certainly, you know, the Patriots hope he emerges after, you know, trading or drafting him in the first round, that he will emerge as the heir apparent to Tom Brady. And last night, of course, Cam Newton gets the start. Only plays two series, no surprise there. 4 for 7, 49 yards, a field goal in two possessions. Mac Jones comes in, 13 for 19. 87 yards, 2 field goals in 5 possessions. Quarterback rating, Rob, both of them about 78. 78.9 for Cam, I believe.
Nothing to write home about.
78.2 for Mac Jones. No, they were, like, you know, neither guy was spectacular, neither guy was bad. It was what it was. But the Patriots fans were excited about Mac Jones. Some of them gave him a standing ovation when he entered the game last night. And he played well. I actually think, and let me preface this. We are not making a big deal out of preseason. Trey Wingo hit it on the head. Neither the offense nor the defense game plans. And remember that Mac Jones was playing against, at least half the time, second and third teamers. So he was not facing the first team players that Cam Newton was.
And those are just facts. That's just who's in when he's in. That's all.
Right. I think Mac played a little better than Cam. But, again, I mean, he was facing lesser competition. He threw a nice ball to Christian Wilkerson that should have been caught. That Wilkerson dropped off his fingertips in the end zone. Would have been a nice play down the sideline, about 35 yards or whatever it was. But it was a nice – would have been a nice play. And at one point, he completed 11 straight passes. One of the stats that stood out to me, Rob, and he looked good in the hurry-up, 8-for-9 in the hurry-up offense. That was good. He looked poised. He looked good. But his average pass attempt was 7 yards, or his average throw was 7.2 yards. Cam's was 0.3. And Cam got most of his yardage on a couple screen passes that the running back turned in, running back or the receivers turned into big gains. But there's that. Here's where I think it's a competition. I think the good thing for Patriots fans, Rob, is that I think they can feel comfortable in that if Bill Belichick goes with Mac Jones. And I think right now Cam Newton is clearly the starter. But I think Mac is relatively close. He's getting at least half the reps so far with the first unit in practice. Like I said, he played fairly well last night. But if Belichick decides to go with Mac Jones in game one, I think the Patriots fans can rest assured that Belichick has seen something that makes him really believe in Mac Jones. Because we know he likes Cam Newton. And
he has done nothing but praise Cam Newton.
No, he really likes Cam.
Even before he got him as a player.
Right. As do the players on that team. They like him.
They made him a captain, Chris, right?
Yep. But Belichick has always, Rob, been the type of coach who would not make decisions based on the fan base, based on the money that a guy is making, based on who has the biggest reputation. None of that. What the media is saying, he bases it solely on who he thinks gives them the best chance to win. That goes all the way back to Cleveland. I was in Cleveland when he benched Bernie Kosar. The beloved, you remember that, right? The beloved Bernie Kosar.
They love Bernie, that's right.
And they turned on Belichick in a minute. He said Bernie had diminished skills and went with Vinny Testaverde, and I think that played a big role in him losing that job. And then Brady's second year, Rob, when Drew Bledsoe got hurt, Brady let him on a run. And remember, Bledsoe came back late that season in the playoffs and wanted his job back. And Bledsoe was a 3-time Pro Bowler at that point. I mean, nobody in their right mind, Rob, would have said at that time that Tom Brady's better than Drew Bledsoe. And yet, Belichick stuck with him, and the rest is history. And so I think you can rest assured, if indeed he goes with Mac Jones, it means Mac Jones is ready. We all know he's getting in there at some point. But it means he's ready, and I think that's something the Patriots fans can rest assured about.
Yeah, I just think that there's only one way course of action. You got to start Cam. You got to see what you have. And if Cam can't do it in a game or two or three, Chris, then you make the change. But Cam can't be a backup. They made all these free agent moves, spent all this money in the offseason. I don't think you do that for a rookie quarterback unless you knew ahead of time that he's that guy. I just don't believe. I think they give Cam a shot, see what he can do. And Mac Jones is eventually going to play. Trey Wingo said it. everybody knows it, Chris. When you move up and you try to make a trade to you know, you go get a guy, you eventually, when you draft him, I mean, you know, in that spot, he's going to play. That's why you took him where you took him. So I do believe that you start with Cam, and Cam will dictate ultimately whether he continues or whether they make a change. But Cam, I can't see if you don't start Cam, you might as well cut him. I don't think he could be on the team as a backup.
It's interesting you say that, because Albert Breer of MMQB, Monday Morning Quarterback, he said this week on Straight Fire on that podcast, Jay Mack and Rob G, exactly what you just said, Rob. Here he is.
This is unlike the Niners, too. Like, I think if Mack's the starter, Cam might not be on the team.
Wow. Why not? Because the team loves him.
I'm just not sure. Like, they love Cam. Like, they love Cam as a player, as a person, everything else. Does he fit as the backup? Or would you rather have Brian Hoyer there, who at the very least, like, you know, can be a resource to your starter?
Wow.
Cam's definitely not a bad guy. But there are just certain quarterbacks where when they're done as a starter, it's just hard for them to find work, because like teams just don't have it in their head that this guy can be kind of in the background week to week and a resource for the starter and all that different stuff. So to me, like if Cam weren't on the Patriots, like I would like look for an injury somewhere. Like maybe that would be where he would wind up going.
I hear what Breer's saying, and I hear what you're saying, Rob. It's you never want to have a backup who's a bigger name or more popular than your starter. And it doesn't always have anything to do with ability. I mean, Tim Tebow, Rob, he's not good enough to be a backup. But still, if he was, you don't want Tim Tebow as your backup. Because as soon as your starter struggles a little bit, Tebow is so popular that people are going to be calling for him to play.
And you don't want that controversy. It's a distraction.
Yep. And so I get what you guys are saying, and I felt that way a lot about Cam as well. Like, he doesn't see himself as a backup. He believes he's the best for the job, and the players love him, and he's popular, and he's a leader, and he's got the locker room, and so that's just not a good situation for your backup quarterback to have. However, I thought last night, Robin, I'm not just judging off this press conference last night, but when Cam spoke about Mack, and he talked about how Mack asked him, you know, just came to him before the game, was like, hey, you know, what should I expect? You know, it really seems, and it seems sincere, it really seems like Cam is in this guy's corner. Like, obviously he understands they're competing for the job and all of that, but he seemed like he was really ready to give this guy advice. And that he likes him. He said he admires him.
Because he's not always the case.
Right.
You remember, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers had no relationship.
Oh, no, exactly. Absolutely.
He wouldn't talk to him.
And see, Rob, I think that Cam may be realizing, look, if I lose this job as the starter, I think he understands. He may not be in the league unless he will accept a backup role. And so I actually think he might be able to be the backup, Rob. If Mack comes out, you know this. The players see what's going on in practice. And as much as they may like Cam, if Mack is playing well, lighting it up, throwing it better than Cam, we know Cam's going a better leader at this point. He's going to run it better. But he's not the greatest passer in the world. And so if this kid's throwing it better, I think the players will understand, okay, we got his back. He can start. And I think Cam could be a backup now, because I think he has matured and understands that might be my only place in this league going forward.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't know. You might be right, Chris. I just don't see it. I think that if Cam can't play and isn't a starter, the Patriots are better off with just releasing him. And Brian Hoyer is a career backup. I know he started some, Chris, in the league, but that's a guy who can be the backup. And if Mac Jones gets hurt, you know, he's available if your guy gets hurt, who knows the system or whatever. but you really, if you can avoid playing him more than two or three times a year, you would. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that.
No,
that's
I get
what,
it because if they start Mac Jones or saving in game three, he takes over. If he struggles, then there will be calls for Cam.
Right,
and it's and just, that's just it's just how it is.
That's how
and
it
I,
is.
So I get it, and you don't really want that with your rookie quarterback.
Once you
but here's
make
the
that,
thing
once for, you make that, it was why Fitzpatrick's gone, Chris, in Miami. Like right,
right.
At some point,
exactly.
You got that's why he's gone.
You
got
to go with your guy, right? But here's the thing, and this is a difference with Fitzpatrick and Cam, Rob. Where's Cam? Do you think he's in the league? If he, let's say your scenario, you know, Mac takes the job, they cut Cam. Do you think he's just done in the NFL?
I think there's a good chance of that. The only way would be, I would say he's done. I would say he's done.
I don't think he'd get another chance to start. But remember, we thought a similar thing with RG3. At least I certainly did. I thought this guy can't be a backup. He still sees himself as a starter. He's popular. We know what he did his rookie year. Similar things with Cam. Yeah, although he didn't reach
Cam,
the Cam
experienced
did.
Way more success. NFL,
right.
NFL MVP,
he didn't. Yes,
Super Bowl. You know, like
right.
Like this dude.
But
was,
that was a long time ago. Nobody
still,
thinks of Cam in those terms anymore.
But he still did it, is what I'm saying.
It's fine.
RG3
but he did
just
it
had one long, year, to be honest.
Right. But my point is, RG3 could be a backup. He was a backup for several years. And so I think he could, but we'll see. And we'll see who ends up being the starter on day one of the NFL season anyway. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here's your question. If Mac Jones becomes the Patriots starter, and we want to ask you that. You may have seen the game last night, and you shouldn't base it on one game, but who do you think should start for the Patriots, Mac or Cam? And if it's Mac, do you think Cam has to be cut? And is there any place for him in this league if he indeed is cut? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple on any of those questions. 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments. where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I knew it.
That's right. Only on the Odd Couple are we in the crates like this. We got the hottest DJ in sports talk radio, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. The Vegan.
Jump on it.
That's right, Apache Sugar Hill Gang.
This is another one. I could be at, I remember dancing at house parties, Chris, to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Brought to you by Discover Card. They match all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the quarterback situation in New England. Cam or Mac?
All right, let's kick it off, of course. Trucker Don in Boston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
There it is.
Yes, sir.
We there it is. And good to hear from you. It's a perfect question for you, Trucker Don.
Yes.
We're glad to hear from you.
Thanks. I'm glad I got in, too. I appreciate you taking my call. Best
no
show
doubt.
On the radio. You know that. You know that.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. We really appreciate it.
I got to tell you, my terminal where I drive out of is only about 50 miles from the Field of Dreams, by the way.
Oh, really? Is it really?
Wow. Hey, so have you ever been by it? Have you ever driven by there?
Oh, quite often, sure.
Hey, Trucker Don, real quick before you get to the Patriots. I know you're a baseball
yes.
fan. What'd you think of last night? Did you get to watch it or were you driving?
Magical ending. The perfect ending.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect. I listened to it on the radio. But I can listen with my I can watch things with my ears. You know what I mean?
And
I
sure.
it was
you couldn't
beautiful.
Have scripted a better ending.
No, that was
you
Hollywood.
Really could. In fact, was, Rob, right. If that was a movie, Rob, you'd have been like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Right.
You really,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got on Cam?
Well, it's gotta be Cam. It has to be Cam because, you know, the last year was his christening with the Patriots.
Right.
Learning in a whole new system, a whole new discipline. We know Cam's not used to a discipline. You know that. And Bill Belichick, the ultimate disciplinarian, as far as, you know, you do it, it's Patriots way or no way. So it's got to be Cam. He's got to have a chance. He's got to start. He's got to have 3-4 games. And if he's starting to falter, then you switch out.
I'm with you. Trucker Don, I'm
simple.
With you. You got to give a guy like that 3 or 4 games, Chris, see where he is, And if he can't get it done, then you make a change. It's just that we're at that point.
I think he will end up being the starter, but I don't think you have to. I don't think Cam is of the stature where I just got to start him. And I think he, you know, Mac may not take it in the preseason, so, which is fine. But if Mac takes it, I'm not like, I got to start Cam because I don't think he's that level of player anymore. I mean, I get it, COVID and all that, but he had 8 touchdowns and 10 picks last year in 15 games.
Yeah, how many picks, I mean, touchdowns did he run in? 10? To get, right?
I'm not sure, but
Rob G, check out.
He didn't throw it well.
I know, but he ran in a lot at the goal line. All right, David, in Wichita, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, not too much, man. Hey, I'm getting ready to go to work. I work a monster schedule. I work at a job, they work at 13 days in a row, one day off.
Wow. So then you get you get the rest of the month off after that?
I wish. I tell you what, you guys listen to your podcast at late night at work, man, keeps the night fresh. But I'll say this about the Cam Newton situation. You've got to go in as the starter, with him as the starter. But I do agree, after 2 or 3 games, if he's not, you know, what you need, Mac Jones, put him in. But if you do that, whatever you do, whenever you do insert Mac Jones, Cam Newton has to go. He makes, too much money to be a backup. And I don't think he's mentally ready to accept that backup role. If, you know, he's not a Joe Montana where he still has some good skills left anymore. He can lead the 49ers, tell the 49ers, you know what, piss on you and I'm going to Kansas City. But then there's not too many places for him to go to be a starter with his price tag, except Indianapolis. Leave that one out there. Hey, you guys have a blessed day, man.
You
God bless
too.
You guys.
All right, man, you too.
Have a good night at work,
yeah,
David.
Be safe.
Appreciate
out there.
It. Yes.
Rob, to your point, he ran for 12 touchdowns.
Yeah, I knew he had double
good.
Digits. Yeah, yeah I that's knew he good. Had a lot at the goal line, which is a strength. You know what I mean? You don't have to throw it in from the 2 or 3.
Right.
Because
and he ran for almost 600 yards. I mean, you know, obviously he's not Lamar Jackson at this point, but.
But still,
he can still run it. Yeah,
Daniel in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
Not too much. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
I thought I'd have an interesting perspective on this. I'm a Bama grad and a lifelong Panthers fan, so I love both these quarterbacks.
Okay.
I think you got to go with Cam. They designed this offense around him, getting the 2 tight ends. I mean, you saw how good he did with Greg Olsen and. If he doesn't have it anymore, then so be it. Then you move on to Mac. He's definitely more than capable of taking all where they need to go. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. And
No, Dan.
Listen, thanks for having me.
Yo. Yep, Daniel, thank you. Appreciate it. And, Chris, we're talking about the stuff that they did in the offseason where they went out and
– Right. They spent about $150 million.
Right. They went on a shopping spree. And they've got some players
– And remember, Dante Hightower's back?
To compliment
out
him.
With the COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
They lost, like, a few starters, right, to COVID.
Yep.
Where guys didn't want to play. So, very interesting.
We got Mike Cameron, former Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder, coming up in a few minutes. But first –
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the update. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest was an outfielder in Major League Baseball, made the All-Star team as well, Mike Cameron. We are glad to have you on the Odd Couple. How are you?
What's up?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Rob. I feel special to be on
Man.
The National Fox show. I feel real special.
It's great to have you, man.
No
it's
doubt about have. It.
And look, Rob, you can start because I know Rob is still on cloud now.
I'm like a schoolgirl. I'm like a schoolgirl and my skirt blew up. I mean, after that game last night. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this, in a regular season baseball game, but let's just – come on, Mike. Setting, the scene, the cornfield, the ending, the home runs, the ninth inning. Tell me how awesome that game was to watch.
It was really nice to have something different in a sense. You know, guys don't normally like to do much, you know, during the season, but their own personal routine. But the fact that you know, they got a chance to go to a place that's a historic place in a movie scene, and they reenacted it and play, you know, they set up a nice stadium to be able to play like that. The guys enjoy opportunities like that. It's a change of scenery, fresh air. I mean, everything around it was, like, beautiful. And then the game, the way it closed out, was even better.
Mike, after the game, Alex Rodriguez made a point of saying that four of the home runs had been hit by African-Americans, and just we need more African-Americans in baseball. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you played when there were more African-Americans in the league, but what
and
do
now,
you think about
his
where
son
the game
is with
is?
The Tigers. We also need to say that Dad's Cameron is with the Tigers. So you have a son who's been up to the big leagues. I think he's not with the team now, right? Is he in the minor leagues?
He's on rehab assignment right
okay.
now. But he's trying to get himself back up there to be able to try to help the young Tigers get involved in the Central Division over there. But
yes.
You know, as you say that, about the young Afro Americans, it was the most watched Major League Baseball game in, I think, like
16 years.
Like 15, 16 years. So that gave an opportunity for some young Afro-American kids to see somebody that looks like them playing the game. And then to top it all off, to see a young guy from Birmingham, Alabama,
yep,
that's got all the swag, that's from a JUCO college that, you know, that went through the ranks in a way that, you know, nobody else is like, man, he looked like me. I can do something like that. That could be me. So it's kind of special to be able to see it, have that opportunity to do it. And I think that the draw also, too, is that setting kind of reminds kids of, like, the Little League setting that's about to come about now
right.
for the Little League World Series. So
yep.
It made it feel that type of setting and that type of feeling, that energy in that place like that. It's special. It's special for all kids. And to be able to get a chance to experience it, man, I can't say enough about it. And the way it ended, it's like, I mean, it is. What we all dream about, to be able to do something like that and just so happen to be a guy who has all the swag from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, you know what? No doubt. I wrote a column about that. Some kids, young black kids, could have watched that last night and said, I want to be a baseball player after seeing that. Let me ask you about your son,
yes.
Daz, and how did he get involved in baseball? Was it just because of you? Did he play other sports? What got him? I mean, for him to make it all the way to the major leagues, we've seen more and more former athletes with their kids making it. Fernando Tatis Jr., Vlad Guerrero Jr. It's incredible how many guys have made it. But what was the difference for your son and why he didn't pick maybe football or basketball?
Well, first and foremost, he's a baseball player all the way, and then it was basketball. I think he tried out for football like one time, and he got like a stinger in his neck, and that was like when he was in the seventh grade. And I said, no, you're done. You don't know nothing
that
about football. You know,
yeah.
Like for him, you know, I grew up where I had to play football. I grew up in South Georgia. So where, you know, like it's dog days and you had to play football. They came and picked me up on a truck and said, let's go. We're going to play football. And, you know, I'm thankful that I did go and play because it taught me so many different values or whatever it is. But he was a basketball guy. But his number one thing, since he came out the womb, man, he's been carrying that little red bat and a ball.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and he was around baseball. As we spoke about it last time, Rod, he's been around baseball since he could walk.
Yeah.
You know, like he's been going to club out since he could walk. And he's been finding everybody to throw a little ball to him. And when we was in Seattle, we had almost like a little league team, you know, because they played games while we were playing the games, and they used to get mad with him because when we started playing the game, he didn't want to play with little kids no more. He wanted to watch the grown guys on TV.
Right.
So, you know.
Student of the game. Right.
Yeah. I always say this, man, like kids that come up in major league clubhouses, they know what it's like. They know how to act and what it feels like to be in the big league. It's when you go to the minor leagues what makes the adjustment, when you have to make the adjustment for these guys. And that's probably the best thing, man, like to be able to experience that. For him to be able to experience, he knows what it's like to be in the big leagues. But, you know, to go through that minor league setting where you got to be on them buses from 8, 12, 14, you know, 15 hours sometimes and getting up and playing and, you know, these little small cities, that's hard. That's a
Mike,
hard,
what,
hard
what
thing
is
to
your,
do.
What is your feeling about the decline of blacks playing baseball? Like, do you have an opinion on why that has happened over the last 25, 30 years or so?
Well, I would say this. It's probably because when I was coming along, and obviously I'm not much, I'm pretty sure I'm in your guys' age range.
Yep. Well, mine. Rob's whatever, Chris.
But, you know, the fact that we get a chance to, you know, we probably paid the most was probably $20 to start a season. But you got to pay for your own belt and everything, you know, like it's on spikes, and sometimes you don't need a glove. You know, don't need a bat because the coach had all that kind of stuff. But now it's not localized in a city no more. It's all travel team, and it takes $2,000-$5,000 to get through a season.
Yes.
That's just your kid. Imagine if you're trying to take your family to go see your kid.
Right.
So it basically turned into like golf, tennis for us at a very young age. And kids get discouraged because, and then on top of that, baseball, you're not going to dominate baseball.
No.
Baseball is going to make you understand the craft and be, have a humble sense of what you're trying to accomplish on a day-to-day basis because it's every day, you know. So you're working on your craft every single day. So Afro-American kids are used to dominating all sports and everything. And when you come along with baseball, you don't get a chance to just put the ball in the hand and you go run for 60 yards or you make a tackle when you're pissed off or when you're playing basketball, give me the rock, I'm going straight to the hoop. You can't do that in baseball. You got to harness all those that type of energy and be able to focus on trying to do something special. And then you have your special players who I felt like didn't have to practice at all. You know, you have your Barry Bonds and your Ken Griffey Jr.'s and your Alex Rodriguez and now, you know, the Mike Trouts and the Ronald Acuna's. They're just special. Like, they were put on this earth to play this game of baseball while everyone else had to work tirelessly trying to learn how to play this game, try to get better at this game. And you have to understand how to deal with failure. And that is one of the hardest things that we do. But you got to be resilient. You have to be able to go back and keep coming back. You know, I came up in an age where there was so many Afro-American players. Not only that, I had Afro-American coaches.
Right.
So whenever I was going through something, you know, one of my favorite coaches was at the start was I had Dallas Williams who played, you know, with, you know, Indianapolis. He played, I think, in Cincy a little bit. I don't know how much big league time, but my favorite coach was Von Joshua. I had Von Joshua. Von Joshua played with all of the greats, the Hank Aarons, the Willie Mayses, you know, all of those, Bobby Bonds. And to hear him say, hey, man, keep going. You remind me of a young Bobby Bonds. And me being a baseball historian and a baseball guy of understanding the knowledge of the game, like, man, this man just said I can be like Bobby Bonds. And so, you know, you keep that vision in your head and you work on it, understanding that no matter the ups and downs that you go through, there's a chance that you got to be something special. And for me, coming out of LaGrange, Georgia, 18th round, a little soaking wet 6'1", 170-pound guy,
wow.
I had to grind. I had to get it. I had to go and work my butt off every single day just to get the little time that I got.
I was going to say, Mike, it has to be the greatest moment you had in 2002 with the Mariners when you hit the four home runs in one game. What was that like? I mean, okay, you hit one. That's great. Two.
Yeah.
Were you just seeing the ball better? What was it that day? Because not too many, I think only 13 guys in the history of the game have done that. What made you that day, you know, be able to go yard four times?
You know, the best way I can describe it is, Rob, is the fact that I was able to get into this zone where we feel like you feel very good at the plate, but you don't feel very good at the plate to get four balls up in the air to hit them over the fence.
Right.
I mean, everything has to be perfect in a sense for that to take place. I'm fortunate that Jerry Manuel still was pitching to me because we beat him 15 to 4, I think it was.
He threw all four home run pitches?
Well, you know, Jerry Manuel was the manager, so he could instruct his pitcher to not pitch to me.
Oh, right.
But the fact that it happened, so you remember me and Brett Boone tied a record because we hit back to back in the first inning alone. So it was already a good day for me. Everything else was gravy. You know,
no doubt.
To hit two homers in the first inning, that's almost like saying, like, so Fernando Tatis Jr.'s dad hit two grand slams in the same inning. I don't think that'll ever be done. Everything has to be lined
that's
up.
That's crazy.
In a sense of that.
No doubt.
All right, Mike. Great stuff, man. We appreciate your time.
Yes.
Man, I can sit here and talk to you guys all day about everything, all kind of sports, all kind of things. I love it, though. I love it.
Hey, we appreciate you, and I'm going to get you back on the podcast, okay, Inside the Parker, okay. My man. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Y'all be good.
All right, Mike. Thanks. What's My Beef is next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results.
tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Man, this is one of my favorite songs. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Funky Flashback Friday. Wrapping up hour number two with What's My Beef?
This is my song here, Chris.
I was saying, this is one of my favorite songs growing up.
But you know, what are the words saying? What? To get off? What?
Get off. Foxy was the name of the group. One album, one hit wonders.
Yes.
This was the jam, though. Get off. That's all.
Here's my beef. It's sponsored by MLB Bro. Because you need to know.
Whenever you go bowling, you should never rent bowling shoes.
Not only are the shoes expensive, they're ugly.
It's cheaper to buy your own shoes, keep them in the trunk of your car, and not have to pay overpriced rental fees.
It doesn't matter if you go bowling 4 times a year or 10 times a year. It's cheaper to have your own shoes rather than pay.
People who rent bowling shoes are crazy. I'm Rob Parker, and that's my beef.
It's sponsored by MLB Bro, because you need to know.
How much do bowling shoes cost?
So, Chris, it depends on where you go. You mean like to buy a pair?
Well, not buy. No, I mean, if I went bowling tonight, yeah, the rent.
It could cost you, I never thought it was that expensive. It could cost you anywhere from $5 to $8 to rent a pair of shoes.
Okay. So I bowl about once every 5 years.
Okay. Well, that,
so for
I mean,
me,
you
know, it would be
for
cheaper
you,
to.
But if you bowl 4 times, say you're paying $6, that's $24.
How much could you buy a pair of shoes?
$15. You could buy a pair of bowling shoes, put them in your car, and wear them for years. You could buy 15, 20, 25. You know, you could buy expensive bowling shoes, but you don't have to. And you could hold on to them.
They sell them at Ross, huh?
I wish they did. No, but I found a pair for like $14.99.
Where at?
It was like a sporting goods store. You know what I mean? Clearance. Okay. They don't look great, but it doesn't matter. I'm just
here's my beef, over
a long period of time, you're just giving away money.
Here's my beef, though.
All right, what's your beef?
You're the man. You refuse to spend $8 for a pair of bowling shoes.
Yes.
But you have $450 flip-flops.
They're slides.
What's the difference? There is no difference.
Wow.
Flip-flops, slides. And here's my thing, Rob. I know you told me the Yeezys, how comfortable they are. I can't imagine that they're that comfortable. How in the world can a pair of slides be that comfortable? Most slides are fairly comfortable, right?
Hey, yes. Rob G, can you crack the mic?
Rob G's feeling the same way as me.
Rob G, I'm going to ask him about the bowling
shoes. Am I wrong,
shoes.
Rob G?
No, I want to ask him.
I'm ready for you, Rob. Hit me.
Okay, do you when you go bowling, okay, you don't have bowling shoes. Don't you feel sometimes like this is a waste of money to keep paying for rentals?
If I could, I would just bowl in my regular shoes because I don't feel like I need them. Yeah,
they won't allow you to do that. Right.
And if you notice, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I go to the fancy bowling alleys that Rob Parker goes to, but I feel like you can feel that they're worn down. Like that they're so old because they haven't replaced them since like the 1990s.
Some of them are. And
how
look at the money they're
go?
Making
yeah,
on it.
Exactly.
Right?
Not often. I mean, I used to go before, you know, I had a kid. You know, I could actually do that.
So
kind
what's
of stuff.
what's your average?
Not good.
Roughly.
Maybe if I crack like 100, I'm happy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You're worse
yeah,
than
you
me.
Don't go that often.
No.
Alex, do you go bowling?
Well,
DJ Alex, he's in.
It comes
in the
down
crates.
To this,
Excuse
Rob.
Me.
We
right.
all like to spend money in certain ways. We all like to save money in certain ways. You so in a weird way that it leaves me saying, how you do that? But Chris and Rob, I'll just say this. If I'm going bowling, you're expecting to pay some money. If I'm going to the movies, you're expecting to pay some money. So, Rob, it's kind of hard for me to take your beef with a grain of salt now when you get mad at Pollo for spending 10 more cents on a large cup.
No, but Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
No,
thank
Alex.
You. Somebody
Alex,
had
look,
to say it.
You want to say, look.
It had
say,
to be said.
You got to save some money in areas. Not everything, right?
But I get you.
Why are you paying for if I go bowling 10 times a year, that might be $50. I could buy a pair of $15
look,
bowling
folks.
Shoes and then have $35 left over
I get
to buy
you.
A new backpack.
Look, I find what's my beef entertaining, but the hypocrisy is off-putting.
How you?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.